Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to The Daily. Today is Friday, February 28th, and because we have a leap year, right, we got one more day to go in February. So thank you for joining me this morning on The Daily. Yesterday we started Talk Yourself Into It, Chapter 1, right, Believe Like a Child, talked about the little girl and the bananas and the inner man. Getting in a quiet place and making your communication with your inner man, because the inner man and your mind together is a majority, his power. So right now, because I don't want The Daily to go longer than 30 minutes, right? We're going to make it real sweet and quick with a little meditation music at the end for you to focus on what we talked about or what we listened to. By the dear, wonderful Robert A. Russell. So here we go, wonderful, beautiful people. Happy Friday. Let's talk ourselves into perfection today. So here we go, beautiful people.
Chapter 2, Talk Yourself into Perfection. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. We hear this quotation over and over again in the study of metaphysics, and we wonder just what Jesus meant by it. On every hand, we see people who are anything but perfect. We look within and see our own imperfection. On the surface, the command seems impossible of fulfillment. But when we go beneath the surface, we find that there are two selves or states of being in man, the spiritual and the personal, and that they appear on the surface in experience intermittently according to man's observation or violation of natural law. When man is in harmony with the law and with his environment, he expresses health and perfection. When he violates the law, he expresses sickness and imperfection. But well or sick, pure or impure, perfect or imperfect, as outer man may be, the spiritual or real man is always well and is always perfect. It was to the human state of being that St. Paul referred to when he said, "Many are sick and weakly among you, not discerning the Lord's body." But let us make this fact clear by the analogy of water. In referring to water, the chemist uses the term H2O, meaning two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. Now, this is the formula for pure water. Most of the water with which we are familiar is H2O plus a lot of other things, including many impurities, but that does not change the nature of water. Regardless of how muddy it gets or how impure it is still always H2O, perfect water, that is, potentially perfect. And so it is with man. The real man, stripped of his mistakes and blemishes, is perfect. The part of man that is real and everlasting, regardless of what befalls his body or his circumstances, is perfect. He needs only to realize this innate spiritual perfection in order to bring into manifestations the perfect physical man, living in a perfect environment. In order to raise the outer body or form to perfection, we must remove all obstructions to the activity of the life force. We must do in mind by disillusion or revising our negative thoughts what the doctor and the surgeons do in the body with medicine and surgery. We must make way for perfection to express by removing the barriers around it. We must not only know that the real self forever dwells in the perfect life and spirit of God, but we must rise in thought to the perception of perfection. We must change the mold in consciousness by the recognition and acceptance of a better one, and claim it not only for ourselves, but for everyone else. Now talk yourselves into perfection by speaking your treatment into the subjective mind. I am perfect. And I attract to myself perfect health and perfect environment. No mistakes or false beliefs can affect me permanently. I am purified by the recognition and acceptance of my perfect being. By this same recognition, I see only the perfect in all men. Let this truth be known in me. Talk yourself into perfect vision. It would be impossible in one book to give anecdotal treatments or formulas for every need or condition from which men suffer. But we can give several master patterns that can be adapted to the curing of any ailment or to the solution of any problem. All you have to do is to change the wording in these patterns to conform to the results you are seeking. You can use these forms in any way you choose by the simple expedient of supplying the statement you wish to realize and impressing them by talking to yourself about them deeply upon the subconscious mind, confidently expecting the subconscious to produce the desired condition in your experience. If the subconscious is synchronized with your conscious thought, it will receive your directions and you may expect immediate results. But what if the results do not come? Disregard your first efforts and proceed to give your treatment again. Know that when the two minds are integrated, the answer you are seeking will come. It will come the moment the subconscious receives the word and direction you have given. The treatment that follows is directed toward perfect vision. Subconscious mind of me, I am about to make a request that I know you will proceed once to fulfill. You always do what I tell you to do. You are obedient to my every call. You are even now eagerly awaiting my direction, and I know that you will carry them out to the letter. You have the power to do anything, to correct anything, to change anything, to produce anything, and you are going to use that power now to clear away all distortion, restriction, and imperfection from my eyes. First, I want you to connect me with the Christ, or superconscious mind, and then I want you to establish perfect vision, keen perception, and joyous comprehension in my eyes. Help me to realize that it is God, mind, who sees through my eyes, giving them the power of sight, and that my spiritual eyes are therefore always perfect. Let this mind, this almighty presence within me, quicken, vitalize, adjust, and heal my eyes now. Take from my consciousness anything that any way restricts, retards, clouds, or interferes with the perfect vision of God. Let perfect sight be restored to me. Let my mental vision be so strong and clear that God can see through my eyes and bless them with his perfection. I know that you are doing this for me now because I can already feel the power and activity of the Spirit within my eyes, doing whatever is necessary to bring perfect vision and perception into complete manifestation. I thank you. Talk yourself into health. The first thing one must realize in spiritual healing, that he does not have to know anything or do anything about the body or any of its functions. The intelligence operating in and through the body is wholly responsible for its operation. The second thing you must realize is that he has no concern with disease or sickness in any form. The metaphysical principle does not work from effect to cause, but from cause to effect. It knows only perfection. The person who thinks of disease as real will fail to heal it. Why? Because if it were real, it would be like God or truth or spirit, and nothing in the world could change it. The third truth he must realize is that the only thing he ever has to heal is his own consciousness. What we call disease is simply the outpicturing of a lack of ease in one's psychic or mental life. It makes no difference what the specific disease may be called. The mental barrier or inharmony must be removed before the healing can take place. After the removal of the cause of the illness, healing takes place naturally. How is one to remove these false mental concepts, these barriers, inharmonies, and obstructions? By reversing and dissolving them in the mind, by knowing that they are not person, place, or thing, and by realizing they have no power except that given to them by thought and attention. The physician and surgeon remove obstructions through medicine and surgery, but the metaphysician removes them by resolving the condition into its nothingness. He proves that disease, like every other condition, is created by belief, magnified by belief, and sustained by belief. What belief? The belief in the reality of disease. You talk yourself into health, therefore, by replacing the belief in disease by the belief in health. Say to yourself the following or similar words. Subconscious mind of me, I want you to listen and act upon every direction that I'm going to give to you. You have the power to give me the thing that I ask of you, and you are using the power now. Back of this physical body of imperfection and disease is a spiritual body of wholeness and health. This is the real, perfect, and permanent life in which I was intended to live. I want you to help me realize that this body is my body now. Help me to know that it is in me and that I am in it. Help me to embody it and make it mine. Let all obstructions, irritations, and inflammations be removed from my consciousness. Let every thought of disease and imperfection be erased from my experience. Help me to die to everything that is unlike God. Let the help I now have be increased. Let my mind and body be open to ever widening circles of spiritual activity. Let God's spirit of life operate through me, resurrect me into the perfection that is enduring and true. Help me to realize that God's law of health is the only law operating in my body. Make me strong with the power of God. Make me free with the power of truth. Make me whole with the life of God. Let the spirit of perfection operate through me so that my body is healed, vitalized, and strengthened in every part. You have now received my instructions, and I'm already conscious of the new life and health pouring through my body. I am beginning now to feel the good effects of your work. Every part of my body is glowing with a new energy, perfection, and strength. You are giving me what I asked of you, and I thank you for it. Praise God, I am healed and established a new health. Talk yourself into the presence. Before Christ can be formed in you, that is, before you can get above your problems and other needs, there must be, as John the Baptist said, a repentance and straightening of the path. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. The voice referred to is the universal urge in every man to something better and higher than he had known. It brings him into an awareness of his inadequacy and incompleteness by calling him to the recognition of a higher and more perfect self. The Christ is always present, but the revelation of his presence waits upon man's recognition. This recognition involves both repentance and straightening the path. Repentance, like conversion, means a change of thought from personality to Christ, from the conscious mind to the superconscious. This change takes place when man accepts God as the only presence and power in his life. His next step is to make the path straight by removing the barriers that block his way, worry, fear, jealousy, superstition, selfishness, and other negative beliefs. He does this by revelation and restitution, by bringing all his inner conflicts to the surface and by surrendering them to God. He is then ready to put on the new man or to let Christ be formed in him. So the searcher says to himself something like this: subconscious mind of me, I want you to listen to every word that I'm going to say to you and to carry out my directions to the letter. I want you to reproduce the Christ and all his attributes in every part of my being. I want his presence to shine so brightly in my personality that others will see him when they see me. Let his power replace my weakness. Let all my thought be brought into captivity to him. Let his peace and harmony be built into my heart. Let his wisdom and understanding rule in my mind. Let his love guide, guard, control, and protect me. Let his life and substance remold my body. Let him think through my mind, see through my eyes, hear through my ears, and feel through my emotions. These are the things I wish you to reproduce for me. I know that you are even now carrying out my orders to the letter. I thank you. Talk to your unborn child. In answering a mother's question as to when she should begin religious training of her child, a famous psychologist inquired, "How old is the child?" 2 years old," replied the mother. "Great heavens," said the psychologist, "hurry home. You have lost 3 years already." Few expectant mothers realize the importance of maintaining a positive, tranquil, and loving attitude of mind while carrying their babies, and fewer still realize the possibility of prenatal influence or the power at their command in talking to their unborn children. There's no reason why a child should have croup, chickenpox, measles, scarlet fever, diphtheria, mumps, whooping cough, or any of the so-called children's disease. These diseases were once the fixed pattern of childhood, but the pattern is almost universally outmoded today. Jesus said, "It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish, nor is it his will that any child should suffer or be handicapped by a contagious disease." Your child has the right to a healthy body, freedom of action, and a strong mind. You can help them to realize these by daily sending them thoughts of perfection and by helping them to recognize and express the Christ ideal before he is born. Simply get quiet 2 or 3 times every day during pregnancy and think deeply and attentively of your unborn child. Then talk to him somewhat after this fashion: "Little one within me, your life is hid with Christ and God. I see you're expressing divine perfection and wholeness in every part of your being. I see you unfettered, unbound, fearless, and free. I see your divine nature shining forth as mental brilliance, physical strength, immunity to disease, and spiritual achievement. I love you, little one, and have faith in you. You are God's child. As such, you will express only those things which are godlike. You will accomplish all that he and I hope for you. I see you guarded, guided, protected, and inspired by the spirit of him who took little children in his arm and blessed them. Around you, little one, he has placed his angels, angel thoughts that come straight from the mind of God. I entrust you to their care. They will take charge over you and keep you in all his ways. God has set the seal of his love upon you. Blessed one, his love will keep you forever and ever. Your child will come into the world unfettered and unbound by fear, race, belief, or laws of heredity. He will bear with him all the gifts of health, strength, love, and beauty that you have given him by your spiritual suggestion."
All right. So, talk yourself into perfection. As in all things, we make our perfect connection with the man inside, with God, which we know that God is within us, not outside, not waiting to come down. Talk yourself into perfection. Yesterday, we discussed how to accept God just like a little child and believe and never let anything break your belief. This whole world is going through some shit right now, everybody. So the only thing we can do is get within ourselves, the thing we can't control, and talk to our Father who we know lives inside of us. Ask and we shall receive. It's just that simple. Seek and you shall find. Because you're here listening to me, I was somewhere listening to somebody, and what they were giving me helped change my life. So let's all put out positive energy like this to each other every day. And the world has no choice but to change. So, you know, I love you. This is The Daily. This is your girl. And join me tonight for a continuation of our prejudice series. Tonight at 8:00. But until then, reach for the man inside and know, like me, he loves you. Let's have an awesome Friday. And I will join you again on The Daily on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. And let's meditate.